This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Saw a piece in the Wall Street Journal today that raised a couple of questions. It was about what's known as the fiduciary duty rule, a regulation pushed by the Obama administration, saying basically that the person making recommendations to you about your retirement accounts should be legally required to act in your best interest. The rule has long been resisted by the financial industry, and this week the Trump Labor Department proposed pushing its effective date back 18 months. Interestingly enough, though, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains, the fiduciary duty rule might actually help brokers, not hurt them.
The goal here is to protect consumers from bad financial advice. The way this rule's playing out in the real world, more consumers are winding up in fee-based investment accounts instead of ones that charge commissions. So say you have $20,000 invested. The fee-based account might charge a 1% fee on that total each year. This shift can be good for brokerage firms, says Gerard Cassidy with RBC Capital Markets.
Over a longer period of time, the revenue from a fee-based account is more predictable and steady and comes in rain or shine.
That can be good for firms, but it can also be good for investors.
Barbara Roper is the Director of Investor Protection for the Consumer Federation of America. She says this move to fees over commissions can be good for the consumer if the fees aren't too onerous.
You have to look at costs in terms of total costs, fees or commissions plus the underlying investment costs. And you have to look at how the incentives influence what people recommend.
Roper says this rule is accelerating a transition that was already happening in the industry. And Michael Wong, an analyst who covers wealth management firms for Morningstar, says it'll have winners and losers.
We believe that the winners from the Department of Labor fiduciary rule will be financial information and technology providers, including robo-advisors and the discount brokerage firms.
Also index funds and ETFs, but it could steer investment out of more expensive, actively managed funds. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.